everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
All right, here we go.
It's 8:51. Brock Hunter.
What's up, mate? How you doing?
Cruising through this Friday, man. Feels good. Almost quitting time. Getting there. We still got a busy day, though, lined up. Obviously, it is another Screaming Yellow Summer qualifying round. We're going to tell you more about that here in just a little bit. More importantly, get to the WIRX Facebook page, see the video posted with the Relief Centers and TriMet Sustainable Solutions, and then make sure you stay tuned for all the info. But right now, it is time for your Dumb Vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by MedLeaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better?
Yes, you can.
I screwed it up. Yes, you can.
A bit. That's my part.
Apparently, I was over at MedLeaf a little too early.
God, too many. Yeah, you told me you're on allergy pills and weed.
All sorts of stuff, man. I blew it. I screwed it up. We were doing so good. Your Dumb Vocabulary for today, B&D. It's an acronym, by the way. B&D.
B&D.
The old B&D.
I just had a stroke trying to think about what could B&D could be. Bed and I don't know. I have nowhere to even start.
You're not good with the acronym ones. You're really not. You're really not. B&D.
It could be anything, dude. Come on. Who is?
It's an acronym for beat and delete. It's when you masturbate and then delete your browser history.
I mean, come on. I never would have guessed that, but all right. Beat and delete. Example. That was before incognito, huh?
Example. I always B&D before work. Look. I'm going to be honest. You go to my browser history right now. It is squeaky clean, okay? It's on there.
Squeaky
because
clean, huh?
Here's what worries me. It's not
here's
like
thing,
I'm watching.
It never goes away. Just because you delete it doesn't mean it goes off into space, dude.
No.
People still know.
But if my wife, let's say for some reason, I don't do the B&D, okay? I take care of business, all right? And I don't, for some reason, clear out my browser history.
And Kiki gets on the computer and types the letter P.
Yes, exactly. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so heartbroken. Brock's gone. What am I going to do without him? Well, I need to go online and make sure I take care of all of our accounts. And then she types in P. Well, then there we go. Now she's going to be mad at me and I'm dead and I can't stand up for myself. I can't be, well, look, I was lonely and you were gone on a trip and I had to.
Here's the thing. You're dead. Who cares anyway? You're not going to be, it doesn't affect you that much.
No.
Surpriser.
Always delete your history. Always. And Hunter, you and I have a standing agreement that if you die, I got to delete your browser history. If I die, you got to delete my browser history if we don't get to it. Yeah.
You got to go deeper, too. Just delete everything, dude.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd rather have the question of why is there nothing in your browser history than why is this in your browser history? You know what I mean?
Did you never get on the internet?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah. Oh, no, it automatically does that, like, once a month, I think. It's just weird. You caught it right after it automatically cleared itself off.
That's what you do. You just fly over and drop an H-bomb on my house, dude.
The only reason I know my password so well is because the multiple times I've had to re-put them back in, because when you delete, you got to delete everything, including the cookies, okay? Don't forget about the cookies.
See, you got to remember to deselect the password part, dude. That's your problem. You can choose what to delete.
Sorry, I'm not an expert on deleting porn off my history, Hunter. Jeez Louise. So don't forget, folks, B&D. B&D. That is your Dumb Vocabulary. We'll be back with more WIRX.